This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. Going to be talking about cartoons with cartoonist Ken Elvine, who's a publisher and cartoonist, a corporate cartoons line in Sioux Falls, I guess. And Jim Horace, a cartoonist who draws the comic strip, the syndicated comic strip, Watson.
It's actually only appears on the internet. It's actually worldwide. Worldwide, yes it is.
Now, you're someone who's got interesting ideas about the future of comics, and I want to say that you had a cartoonist convention in Sioux Falls, where Jim has been kind of one of the speakers in that. Ken, this is what, the second time, I think, that we've had a cartoonist convention in Sioux Falls, at least, isn't it?
Actually, John, this is the sixth convention, cartoon conference we've had in Sioux Falls. We've had two in the last year and this year, and we're very happy to have Jim with us this year. Every year, we're a group of cartoonists from the Midwest that get together the chapter of the National Cartoonist Society, and we generally move it around. And they like Sioux Falls so well, we chose again to have it here again this year.
And how many have been at the convention this last weekend?
Well, this last weekend, we'll probably have around 25 mm-hmm. people, maybe about 20 cartoonists, and then some others, and close related.
So if you go out for lunch after the convention, you probably all go as one group?
Yes, we do. We can get together pretty easily.
Jim, first of all, where are you from?
I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, but I'm originally from the East Coast.
Now, what brings you to the Midwest?
Family planning, settling down with my wife and our family.
Well, you got a beautiful little girl. She's what, 2 years old?
She's three.
Three, and okay, St. Paul, but why the comic strip Watson? This is the Sherlock Holmes angle a little bit, right? You're from the East Coast, St. Paul, but that's London.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The character in the strip, from which the strip gets its name, Watson, is actually a dog, but he's a clever dog, and he does get his name from Sherlock Holmes. I think most people have that association.
Do you like to watch the TV show that's on now?
Oh, absolutely. There's a number of, I think there's two. There's one on regular channels, and there's the Sherlock on the BBC, which I think is very, very clever.
Well, tell us about the aspect of cartoons with Watson. Watson is kind of the problem-solving deduction type of thing. So how do you apply that to a dog?
Yeah, well, I think solving the problem of how to keep readers interested is something that most cartoonists deal with every day. Watson is a dog in the comic strip and associates with a group of neighborhood children, and they run around and have adventures, the kind that you'd expect to see in a comic strip, and he pops up every so often to add a little bit of sage wisdom or advice. So he's lurking about.
Do you have a dog yourself?
I do have a dog. My dog is named Watson and is the original inspiration for the comic strip.
Dogs can be very clever.
They are. I think there's a long history of clever dogs on the comics page. I think that most people would remember.
Well, now, why did you pick a dog and Watson? I guess this was your own creation. You say that your own description is someone who has interesting ideas about the future of comics. And you say the internet is the way now. Newspapers are changing quite a bit. We see Saturday morning cartoons on TV, but there's anime. There's quite a few different things going on now.
Yeah, I think a number of syndicated cartoonists are concerned about what will happen to comic strips in the newspaper as the industry continues to change. Clearly, the internet is a new force. There are more and more comic strips appearing on the internet, and everyone is a little unsure what will happen to comic strips. And I know, like most of your listeners, I too enjoy reading the Sunday Funnies, and that's been a part of our household for many years and sort of like a generational something to look forward to every Sunday morning. I think, although the business model of comic strips is changing and people are a little unsure about how to navigate the future, I think it's safe to say that there have never been more comics being produced in history than there are right now. There are, last time I checked, 38,000 web comics on the internet. Many of them from people who are not syndicated, but this is a time when more and more people, especially young people, are more excited about drawing comic strips than ever because of the venue the internet provides. So while I think the business of comic strips is undergoing a change, the art form of comic strips has never been stronger.
Congress is certainly, you know, giving us a lot of comedy material. I want to switch to Ken Urban right now, because cartoons and rhymes, senior times, this is the second I know of. How many books are there for seniors that you have out?
Well, this is only the second book out, but the first one was called the Best of Senior Moment Cartoons.
I've got them all in.
Right, yeah, right. You have them all. And that was a very, very successful, and it's still selling a lot of those. But we found out, you know, we just thought it'd be a great time to introduce the second series, the second book of it, and this is called The Senior Times. So we have Senior Moments and Senior Times. This one also has a lot of rhymes in there that a lot of people can identify with. So it's the second book of the series.
Recognizable achievements of the senior generation.
Right.
What is a senior to you?
Well, to me, I think it's a lot in the mind, but legally you could probably go by age, you know, by what the government pays you with Social Security or Medicare, as you can identify, or if you can, sometimes at McDonald's you can get a senior discount at the age of about 50 now, or a fast food restaurant, I should say. But what we're referring to in our book, the senior, there is no limit to being what you can do as an older person. In the book, we talk about people that have been married for 60, 70 years. You know, I mean, that's an achievement. Or, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. Age shouldn't stop you from doing things you like to do.
I interviewed Art Linkletter a few years ago, and he was in his 70s or 80s, I think, almost. And I asked him, I said, you know, what is old to you? And he said, you know, old people say the darndest things. He said, old is anything that's 4 years older than what you are.
That's true.
And I asked him, how do you know when you're getting too old? He says, when you stop reading Playboy.
Right. But I've heard people say they do not like to hang around with someone their own age. They like to hang around with someone either older or younger. If they hang around with someone older, they look younger. They hang around with someone younger, they think younger. So, you know, age, what you do in your life really is how it affects your age, I should say.
Well, now, your book is a collaboration with an artist. Tell us about that.
So Dave Carpenter is one of the top gag cartoonists in the country. He's a wonderful gag. He can see something funny in everything. He does Wall Street Journal, Saturday Evening Post, Bear, and you see him all the time in a Reader Digest. And he's going to be in Sioux Falls right now for our meeting. And he works with me on the book. I created him. I developed him. And he's a wonderful cartoonist to put them together, the gags.
Well, one of the pages in your book is a senior lady trying to open her prescription bottle. And you talked about the rhymes. It's, I'm twisting and straining with all my might to remove a lid that's screwed on tight, and I'm not giving up because it wouldn't be right to let the bottle win this fight.
Right. You know, when you're a senior, those can be a very meaningful little experiences to you.
What about political cartoons? I know you've had some people at your conventions in the past years that have been, you know, political. That is something that has to be kind of spur of the moment almost with the news daily.
Right, that's a part of, I'm not a political cartoonist, you know, but that's definitely a big part of the cartoon industry. Jeff Katurba, the Omaha World Herald, is part of our group, and he is in Sioux Falls participating in our conference this year, as well as a few other editorial cartoonists. But, you know, maybe Jim could say a little more about that. I don't know. I'm not that really into it, but I do know that it's a whole different art form. You have to be up on the time, what's going on today, tomorrow, what's been on in the past. It's a different form of art.
Today we need some humor in our politics. Jim, sometimes you can put in a cartoon what you probably couldn't put in words, maybe, and get by with it, right?
Yeah, like the old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words. And what you were saying before, I do think one of the most interesting functions that comics provide is they perhaps ease our pain from the stresses of daily life. I think the best comics are those that speak to everyday truths, the ones that people can look at and say, hey, I know that's how I feel.
Well, Jim Horitz, you have the comic strip Watson, an internet comic strip. Mm-hmm. How long has it been on the internet that you've been doing
it? It will be, 3 years next week.
Do you keep track of how many people?
I do. There's a lot of computer data out there, but I try to keep track. Yeah, it's about, on Facebook, a little over 3,000 fans in about 3 years. That's about 1,000 fans a year.
Now, there's something about when cartoons are in the newspaper that you can cut it out and hang it on the wall. And I suppose a lot of people print your cartoons so they can do that.
Sometimes they print them out, or electronically they can share it with their friends onto websites, and it's a great way to get people talking and clipping out things electronically.
Well, Ken, you're kind of the old school publisher, printing the books and that type of thing, but you should get together with Jim and get your book up on Facebook where they can like it and spread it around.
You know, that's very, very interesting. They have these Kindle books and these kind of these kind of digital type of, you know, you can put cartoons out there. But, you know, I'm not real sure if I'm there yet with, like you said, I'm from the old school, and I like to, you know, I like to print it and put it in a book and have people pick it up and look at it. And I'm not sure, but I do think that's going to be the way that's going to be going in the future.
Watson would probably say you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah, maybe, if as long as the dog has a sense of humor.
Now, tell us about the other characters besides the dog in your Watson comic strip.
Sure. There is Watson, who's one of the main characters. There's also a little boy named Fudgy, who I think is the prototypical American kid. He likes to play video games, and he's not very studious. And then there's a little girl who's a little more fiery. Her name is Clover. And then there's another little boy who runs around. His name is Peanut. And I think each one of them represents a different aspect of culture, personality, the idealist versus the realist, and all of them provide a different humorous perspective about kids growing up, I think.
Well, getting back to the old school, Ken, if there's a young kid that wants to get into publishing, how do they do that?
You know, I think there's a lot of opportunities for young people in the world of cartooning. Publishing just what I felt was my comfort zone. I used to do a lot of, you know, cartoon board work, the comic type strip. But I think there's so many different areas now that where I'm from is really not the big area anymore. They're getting into animation, they're getting into website, they're getting into you know, just so many different areas. Publishing is one aspect of cartooning, because I love to take cartoons, put them to group them together, and share them with people. I'm just doing it. Instead of them in a newspaper, I'm putting them in a book. But I do think the opportunities out there for a young person, it might be, it's a lot of different ways. That we just went to art school, we learned how to draw, we had a funny idea, and we sat down, submitted them to magazines or newspapers. Now it's really the young person has to see, you know, really be educated in the area digitally. He has to be very strong in the computer, as long as they create, not just drawing, it's just so much more, but there is opportunities. I tell people, look at all the cereal boxes, you know, the cartoons, go up and down the store, product merchandising, toys, internet. There's just a lot of different ways outside of publishing, but there is a lot of ways, but how to get there, I think everybody has to look at their own strength when they go there.
But on the other hand, it can be kind of a flash that goes and comes and is quick, where maybe Red Stanglin's joke books are still there on the shelf, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's one thing about publishing, too, and I do like what the books, you can bring it back.
Yeah.
You can bring it back.
You can republish it, yeah.
You can republish it, and that's kind of nice. Find a new audience every year for it.
Well, now, your book, The Senior Times, Cartoons and Rhymes for Senior Times, where can they get this?
Well, right now, it's available. This one is just coming out. And I do know that Zambros is carrying it in downtown Sioux Falls. I know Hy-Vee is going to be carrying it, and probably some of the other local stores through my distributor throughout the Midwest. Probably have to just ask for it right now, because it is so new. I'm not just sure what stores it's in, but I do know that the Senior Moments is in Zambros and Hy-Vee's and Lewis Drug Stores throughout the Midwest.
Can you buy it on...
You can buy it direct from me as well, or you can buy it on the Internet.
So any bookstore on the Internet, maybe Amazon?
No, I would just have them go to my website, creativecomics.net.
Okay. Well, you can Google that, I guess.
Right, just Google it, right.
Jim, how do you make a living drawing cartoons on the Internet, people would like to know?
Yeah, well, there are a range of options. You can make money from advertising on the actual website. You can sell a variety of goods, mugs, and T-shirts, which many people have. Luck at. You can do personal appearances, book signings, and on occasion supplement with a few other creative jobs on the side, which is always an option.
So are you always coming up with the jokes? You might say you wake up in the middle of the night and say, aha.
You know what? I hear that a lot. People want to know how cartoonists come up with their ideas, and the truth is so very boring. I think of ideas when I'm putting my daughter to sleep. I think of ideas when I'm driving the car. I think of ideas when I see people pass me on the street looking ridiculous, and it's just, you always have to have one eye open. And I usually come up with maybe one a day. I try to.
Well, my dog always makes me smile, so I think that's a great character.
Yeah.
Ken, the convention this weekend, you honored, I think, a Sioux Falls cartoonist.
Yes, we've been, Sioux Falls has been, has a very famous cartoonist living in our community, Chris Brown, who is a cartoonist of Hagar, and he's part of our group, and we're going to be honoring him this weekend. It's the 40th anniversary of Hagar. His father, Dick Brown, D-I-K Brown, started it 40 years ago. And Chris has taken it over, and he moved to Sioux Falls about 5 years ago. And so we're very honored to have him. And it's a great time for our group, for our chapter meeting, to recognize 40 years of Hagar.
Well, probably a high school kid today, probably you'd advise him to learn how to write, or we should say learn code nowadays. But how do you learn to draw?
Well, my feeling is, I think we all have that love from drawing early. Now, I'm speaking for myself. I think you don't remember when you started, but I think going to school and being a very observant person, looking at other art, looking at other drawing, and taking a lot of drawing classes and drawing a lot makes you a better drawer. But so that's how you learn to draw. But I think, myself, I feel you don't just start out and say when you're 40 and say, I think I'm gonna draw now. I think it's a lifelong learning experience.
One of your cartoons in your book, Ken, is look for yourself, because you won't believe me when I tell you the size of Grandpa's CD and he's taking out a record album.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying is seniors know about that, but yet kids probably look at that and wonder,
Well, so. I mean, compared to a CD and an 8-track, cassette or something, times have changed a lot. And I guess Jim had the point about where do you get the ideas, a good cartoonist like Jim, a lot of them, it's a being observant and writing is so important, I think. A good cartoonist is also a creative writer. I really feel that like they say, you almost have to be a director, a writer, an actor, and an artist to put everything together. And it all comes, it's kind of a package.
How do you keep yourself from talking in puns all the time?
I would say practice. And I think what the good cartoonists do over time is they come up with new approaches, they try different gimmicks, they find a way to break up the panel in new ways, create different ways of putting their characters out there.
Well, Jim, if they go to the internet, they'll Google Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Yeah, they can Google Watson by Jim Horwitz, H-O-R-W-I-T-Z. The main website is watsonstrip.com. And if they go to Facebook, I believe on Facebook it is facebook.com/watsonstrip. And that will bring you to Watson's main fan page, where I have loyal readers commenting, I write back, and one of the great things about the internet now is taking down all the walls between the artists and fans. People talk to me, and I talk to them, and I wouldn't be here without my readers, so I do like talking to them and hearing from them.
Facebook, Twitter, all of that. Ken Elvine, again, Cartoons and Rhymes for Senior Times, your brand new book, Recognizable Achievements of the Senior Generation, It Takes One to Know One. And right. The book is in Hy-Vee, you've got things coming up at Zambros, and so where can they find you? As far as you do have a publishing, your publishing name is what?
Well, the publishing name is Creative Comics.
Creative Comics.
So if they want to find out more about the book, they can also look up my name, just Ken Elvine, Google it, and all the information on our books will appear, too.
Just Google Cartoon Sioux Falls, I'm sure it'll come up.
Or know, Creative Comics, you know, with Ken Elvine, will be probably will work for him too.
Ken Elvine and Jim Horwitz, really glad to be able to talk to you, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, John.